ஓம் சாந்தி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ ஆஸ்க் ஒன் க்வெஸ்சன். இன் யோர் லைஃப் ஹூ ஆர் சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் யோகிஸ்? ப்ளீஸ் ரேஸ் யுவர் ஹேண்ட். சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் யோகிஸ். க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் தோஸ் who experience that their yoga is easy, mind is stable, they are called successful yogi. Okay, now number may increase. Okay. So those who want to become great yogis, please raise your hand. All. A yogi is the blessing for this world. One who is yogi does wonderful service to the world. In Sakar Murli, Baba used to say, those who remember me 8 hours every day, they are my most helpful children, because they spread the vibrations of peace, purity and might to the world. I read Laukik Gita. One very good verses in that Gita is, Lord speaks there, O Arjuna, the yogi whose mind is thoughtless. A yogi, if he reaches to the state of thoughtlessness, his presence in this world is very, very beneficial. Just his presence in this world can create many things. Why? No scholar of India had explained it. I read so many comments of Gita and tried to find that what is the explanation of this line in the mind of his scholars. No one mentioned anything. Now, after listening Baba's knowledge and getting so many experiences of yoga, we know, you all can understand it very easily when our mind is free from all waste thoughts, then free from good thoughts also. In one thought, then maximum energy, most powerful vibrations is spread out from the soul. And these vibrations play most important role to bring the transformation of this world. So those who can become free from waste thoughts, they are great. So this is the month of January, and we remember how Brahma Baba did his intense tapasya. I remember the day when I came here, first of all in 68, Baba was sitting in his hut. Grapes were there. And I just experienced that a flow of deep silence, very powerful vibrations of silence were spreading everywhere from that hut, this hut. No one dared to enter there. All were just moving here and there. That was the last year of Sakar on this earth. He was, in the year of 1968, in deep tapasya all the time. He had renounced everything, because we know without renunciation none can become yogi. Renunciation is important thing. And specifically renunciation of unnecessary desires, unnecessary thoughts, waste things. So he had become absolutely detached observer. Whatever is going on in this world, just observe it, see it, don't react. This is called detached observer. See everything, behave, act, but don't react. Such was very sweet stage of Baba in that year of 68. So we can keep him in front of our eyes. That Baba did his tapasya like this. That his two eyes and third eye, all three eyes were fixed on Shiva Baba. Constantly fixed on Shiva Baba. I remember one line, one thing, one event of 18th January morning when Baba had chest pain and brothers asked Baba, we should call doctor because no doctor was here, he was in the hospital. But you can understand that was the last day of that great yogi on the earth. He answered. Baba was in full intoxication. He answered. Baba is talking to Supreme Surgeon. What this doctor will do? Such intoxication. So he was always there. We need lot of practice. You know, tapasya means, Baba has defined this word. This is laukic word. And when Baba was in Sakar, hardly we used this word tapasya. Baba said, no, yours is easy yoga. You should do yoga while moving, working, talking, eating. But from last many years, he started to say, do tapasya. And tapasya simply means to do a practice again and again, again and again, again and again. This is called tapasya. And once Baba defined one thing, your real tapasya is to stabilize your intellect. Make your intellect stable on one. This is your real tapasya. And we know intellect is our third eye. And we have to cleanse it. Cleanse it. All rubbish, waste thing. Should not be allowed. They should not enter our intellect. If we are so careful, so I would say one thing of my experience. Year 1969, when Baba became object, that was my first year in Madhuban. And when Baba left body, here was the feeling of complete distaste, wave of distaste among Brahmin family. So I was also in that feeling, and one thought came up in my mind. That thought was very useful thought for my whole life, because in Laukic study, I was quite good, brilliant student. I came here. I had to work physical yajna seva here and there. I was thinking how to use my intellect here. So a thought came up in my mind. A wise person is one who can stabilize one's intellect on sevava. One who is intellectual must stabilize one's intellect on one. This was one thought. I don't know where it came from in my mind, but I got it. I accepted it. And in 8 months of that year, I did my best tapasya of my life. Best. And I achieved my goal, the target I had in my mind in the beginning. I achieved that target. It was so nice. So I withdrawn myself from everything. This thing is a hindrance in yoga. Renounce it. This habit is very bad. It creates problem in yoga. Leave it. So I had a research period that time, that whatever was disturbing in my yoga practice, just in a second, renounce it. I renounced. And it was a big hell for my practice. At that time, the subject of yoga was not so wide for us. Wide means now. We know many things about yoga, different practices of yoga, different way to enjoy yoga. At that time, we knew only one method. I am soul, I am in soul world with Sivabha. This was powerful yoga, but this was the only definition for us. Gradually and gradually, Baba gave so many different yuktis. Do this way, do this way, do this way. And I followed. Now, I think here is one big difference between Baba's tapasya and our tapasya. You know that difference. And now, we also have to follow same thing. That Baba, throughout his life, had very clear intoxication of his future achievement, that I will leave this old body and will become a baby Krishna. And Baba used to become a baby, all expressions on face, forehead, like a baby. Those who saw Baba in Baba's room, in that feeling, Didi Manmohini used to mention her experience when Baba became object after that, in that first year, 69, that many times I went in Baba's room, Baba mentioned, Didi, you know, I will leave this body and will become this baby Krishna. And Baba used to become Krishna immediately. Everything like Krishna. Very clear experience. So this is difference between our tapasya and his tapasya. So tapasya doesn't mean to remember just one Baba, but to get all experience whatever Baba says in Murli. So this is one beautiful practice for us in last week Murli 15th, this, no, 31st December, Baba mentioned your future new world and your future status must remain in front of your eyes. So one practice very good. It will help you to improve the concentration. And we will do this practice just now. Angel to deity. Do you like this practice? So Baba says always, feel like this, that your two dresses are hanging in front of you. This side, angel's dress. beside deity dress. I left this body, entered angel dress. I became an angel. Be in that feeling for some seconds, then I left that dress, put off that dress, put on the dress of a deity. I became a deity. Do this 10 times, mind will become stable. After that, practice powerful yoga. So it will become very powerful base, which will enable us to concentrate our mind for many minutes on Shiva Baba. And when we practice angelic stage, all qualities of an angel will come in our life. When we practice our deity form, all quality of deities will come into our life. So to change our sanskaras, to empower ourselves, to improve our purity, everything will become easy and natural. So let us do this practice for 5 minutes now. So just, we have to visualize ourselves in that form. Inside this body, there is our subtle body, angelic body. So for some moments, just feel, I left this gross body. I am an angel. Soul is sitting in the body of light. From each and every part of my body, light and might are spreading out. I'm double light, angel of purity. I'm sitting on lotus flower. I am free from all bondages. I can fly up, can go anywhere in this world or beyond world. I am an angel. Now I leave this body, enter my deity body. I am in a divine body. With double crown on my head, see double crown. I am sitting on the throne. I am a king. King of heaven. I am perfectly pure, full of all virtues. Divine. Now I leave this body, enter in angelic body. I'm an angel, double light, angel of peace. Indite his body. Again, I am divine with double crown on the throne. Again in angelic body, in deity form, one sister came to me just 15 days before. She asked me that she is completely failure in the subject of yoga. What to do? I suggested her, just for 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes evening, do this practice. Angel deity, angel deity. First in 5 seconds, then 10 seconds, then 30 seconds. And she followed it. I requested her, don't think about yoga. Forget yoga for some days. Just do these two practices. And after 10 days, her yoga became very good, satisfactory, because mine became stable. Yoga is easy, just one thing we should keep in our mind. When we practice yoga, give some good thoughts to yourself. If you can make a sequence like this, that in the beginning, remember your fortune, just create this thought, I am most fortunate soul in this world, as I have achieved God. He has become my father. I belong to him, he belongs to me. Start your yoga with this feeling of intoxication of happiness. Then, second step, give some thoughts of self-respect to yourself. I am a great soul. I am world benefactor. I am a worship worthy soul. I am Master Almighty. It will make you more happy and intoxicated, just elevated. Thirdly, talk to Baba. Have chit-chat with him. Baba, you have given me this. Remind yourself at least three things. You have given me this blessing. You gave me complete knowledge. You yourself came to me This ocean came to thirsty persons. You are so great, it will make your level more elevated. Then do this practice of angels, deity, then practice powerful yoga. So create thoughts in the beginning. What happens in the morning? Our mind is silent because brain is silent. We were sleeping whole night, so many centers of our brain were silent, not active. When we got up, they are still silent. So mind doesn't work. We have to create some thoughts. In one of Indian big class, I had suggested one yukti, that in the morning, you should play Avyakt Baba's Murli, VCD. Avyakt Baba must come on the screen in your home. Play it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And many have enjoyed it. Those who could do this in their family life, because all are in not Gyan. Some mothers, brothers are alone, alone, single, single in Gyan. But those who did, their Amrit Vela became powerful. Because we need to stimulate our brain. Not mind first, brain. Make it active. Pranayama is also very good for this. If you don't mind it, I got some wonderful experience of doing pranayama. Pranayama, you know, breathing exercise. Breathing exercise, pranayama. They can also solve many problems of our yogic life. Those who feel sleepy all the time in yoga, they can get rid of that feeling. Those who have headache, they can get rid of that headache. Those who have some blockage in nerve system in the body, those blockages can be opened easily. One sister came to me last year. She had a wonderful disease in the body. Doctors could not understand anything about that disease, that all nerves of her body are shrinking. What to do? Doctors know nothing about it. She went here and there and came to me. I taught her one pranayama, breathing exercise. And after 15 days, she got much relaxed. Because by breathing exercises, all blockages of the body can be opened. So this way in the morning, we should activate our brain, then create some powerful thoughts, positive thoughts, thoughts of happiness and intoxication in your mind. Then do another practices. So Amrit Vela will become very powerful. Normally, many Brahmins sit with the aim that they have to make their mind thoughtless, zero thought. And after some time, either sleepy feeling or waste thought will enter the mind. So if we learn the art how to create good thoughts, elevated thoughts in the mind, our subject of yoga will become easy. We have to become karma yogi. Yoga becomes successful after we become karma yogi. If we are not karma yogi, our yoga is always a difficult subject, very hard thing for us. About being karma yogi, I would say you one thing. Baba has asked always, he has mentioned one thing in his murlis, it's human nature that we become karma conscious, action conscious. everyone, all human beings in this world, they get easily action conscious. Is it right? We all. If we learn that, how to become free from this consciousness, it's a big thing for our life. So one practice, we must start from today. You should all think from now that we have to do everything in our life with selfless motivation. Actions are not important, but intention behind every action is most important. What is in my mind when I am doing this service, that service? When I am going to give class, what is in my mind? I share you this experience of many souls. When they go to give a class, what may be in their mind? One may think that I must speak such a beautiful language that all appreciate it. Another person who is going to give a class may think that I must give very deep points, solid points, strong points. One other soul who is going to give a class can think that I should speak in such a way that all should say, wow, wow, appreciation, appreciation. And one may go in the class that all must learn something. Let Baba give them something which may be very useful for their life. So intention, motivation, is different in everyone's mind. Every action. Suppose you have opened a center, a new center, but there is a thought in your mind that I must get name and fame. So, of course, you will get name and fame because it's the blessing to this time. Whatever we need, we will achieve. So if you think that you must gain name and fame, you will get it. But subtle power of that pure deed will finish. Or future will finish. If I don't talk about the future fruit, the present fruit of every action is subtle power, which comes to us, come back to us. We will lose that. So we have to check ourselves that we have to perform everything being selfless. Then it will make you very light. And that consciousness of actions will reduce, come down. Second thing, and very important thing for becoming a good yogi, surrender everything to Baba. Everything. It's not just up to the words that, oh Baba, my car is your car, my house is your house, my salary is your salary. It is not so important. Subtle feelings inside. Check your subtle feelings. Have I surrendered everything to Him? I can count 8 things. You can note down and check each one. Mind, body, mind and money. These 3 things are well known. 4th one is intellect. Very subtle. To surrender to our intellect, it becomes very, very subtle. Even to understand this, we need subtle intellect, very wise intellect. 4th, 5th one is all relations, bodily relations, our actions, whatever we do whole day, our karmas, actions, then very subtle is surrender the fruit of the actions. And last one is all burdens of your mind, surrender them to Baba. All burdens of life, all burdens on mind. Head is heavy many times. Surrender that all to Baba. So it becomes very subtle and very simple thing is just change your feelings right from now that my home, my life, my work is Baba's Yajna. Baba's Yajna is not just Santari's Yajna or Madhubani's Yajna. My life also, life is a Yajna. Make your life into a Yajna. My work is Yajna service. My home, house, building, Yajna. Have this deep feeling. When you see your home, see with this feeling, this is Baba's Yajna. I am a Brahmin who has to take care of that Yajna. So all of my actions will become divine. Whatever I do, it's for Baba's Yajna. Yes, bring this feeling into your subconscious mind. Whatever I do, whole day in 24 hours, it's for Baba's Yajna. Can you bring this feeling? Very good feeling. That then Baba will become responsible for everything. And if some test, some papers, examinations, you have to appear. You have to appear into examination or not? Are you ready to pass through some test papers? When Baba was in Sakar, here was a common saying, at that time, these present things freeze and coolers and so many things which science has given to us were not available in India. So here were just mud thick pots made by mud. So a big jug for water, you see now too in summer seasons here in India everywhere. So at that time, one jug cost 25 paisa, quarter rupees. So when we used to go to the market to buy that jug, we used to check it for 10 minutes by making sound. Oh, it is right, it is good. So Baba used to say, see, you spent such a little amount and you check it for 10 minutes. I give you the kingdom of heaven. Will I not check you? How powerful you are! If you are weak and I hand over my heaven in your hands, and Maya comes and snatch it away from you, then what will happen? So Baba gives his heaven in those hands who are most powerful souls in the world. So he has to take examinations, tests. So many obstacles, many test papers, many hindrances will definitely come on our way. They must come. Welcome them. And have such feelings in your mind, attitude in your mind. I have to become full pass. I have to obtain maximum marks in every question. Mentally prepare yourself this way and you will not become weak. We change our classes from 10 to 11, 11 to 12. And we change after examination. not without giving examination. Or have you seen in any country that without giving examination they will change classes? Never. So Baba has come down to give us such a big thing, kingdom of heaven. Just see, we cannot even imagine what that is, because we are in such a poor feeling nowadays in this world. Everything is negative. So he makes us most powerful. So whatever comes in your life, see that event or accident or problem with this angle, that everything has come on my way in order to make me powerful and wise. A king must be very powerful and wise, very intelligent, wise. Wise is a beautiful word for this. So don't get scared of the things. This is happening, this is happening. Let them happen, but we have to become very powerful. And test papers, examinations, problems will make us more powerful day by day. So surrender everything to Baba. Make your home into yajna. So from today, your home, your work, your job is not your job, but it's Baba's yajna. So it will give you very good feelings. Talk to Baba this way, Baba, you have given me the responsibility of this small yajna. Successfully I will look after this. Whatever I possess, it belongs to you. Let it go to you. And this way, make practice in your life. Surrender fruit of the actions to Baba. Very subtle. Once Baba had defined one thing, what is karmatit stage? And he answered, karmatit state means when you go beyond the effect of actions and beyond from the effect of the fruits of the actions. Actions and fruit of actions must not affect us. This is karmatit stage. So neither karmas nor the fruits of karmas should affect our consciousness. It needs lot of practice, and very important practice is surrender everything to Baba. Suppose you did a beautiful service and people appreciated you. That appreciation, this achievement, you should surrender it to Baba. Just through your mind and intellect, on subtle level, talk to Baba. Baba, this appreciation, I don't accept it. You please accept it. Suppose you did beautiful service, but people defamed you. Then what will you do? Let that defamation go to him, because it will not affect him. He is free from all effects. He is awesome. But it can affect me. Don't accept it. I did my best job. Whatever I achieved, let it go there. You did some Laukik job, lot of profit you had. It's natural when we get success, profit, we are very much happy. It's very natural. But that happiness must not become extrovert. Surrender it to Baba. If our happiness becomes introvert, then our happiness will give us lot of energy, subtle energy. If we make our happiness into extroversion, it will finish. So this way, nature to surrender everything. Make it your nature. It will help very much in the practice of yoga. Again, come to the practice of yoga. Bharavate? So let us do one practice now for 3 minutes. Just visualize Shiv Baba. Not in soul world. Feel that Shiv Baba came down. He is in front of my eyes. Just 2 feet distance. He is here. Just visualize him. One very good experience we all will have from today. And that is, invite Baba for 5 times a day. Invite him, please come down. Invoke him down. I am sharing you the experience, and you can do every day this way, 5 times. Once in the morning, night, 3 times in daytime. Just invoke Bap Dada. And believe this, that whenever I invite him, he will come down. Because it's his promise. He has given these words to us whenever, wherever, in which form you invoke me, I will come down to you. It's his promise. We must believe this. So just talk to Baba and invite him. Please come down. I have prepared food for you. Offer bhog to him. Don't go in subtle world. Bring him down. Talk to Baba. Baba, today I will not come to you. You please come to me. Every day I go to you, now you come to me. You are free, I am busy. So you can come. Then see one thing. Visualize that Shiv Baba starts coming down. Shiv Baba from soul world. Visualize him. He is coming down. His rays are spreading. He is coming down. He came in subtle world, entered Brahma Baba's body. Both are coming down. See, divine angel is descending. He is in the sky. His golden rays are spreading in whole sky. He is coming down slowly and slowly. Came in front of me. Just giving me drishti. Feel his presence for some moments. Would you like this? It will become a great blessing for future too, if we make it our nature. Whenever we are in need, whenever we are in problem, invoke him. And you will experience, when Baba came down, all problems will finish automatically. Even Maya will run away. When Maya will see, Almighty is here, run away. So make it your nature. I taught it in India, I am teaching this now. In all of my classes I go for conducting yoga bhatti. So in many centers, at least in 100 centers, I taught this. And you know, in India now centers are very big, at least 1,000 brothers and sisters attend one bhatti. So many mothers specifically practice this and they got wonderful experience. And after doing such practice for 5-7 days, they realize practical existence of Bap Dada, not just imagination, that literally he came down. So you just accept it and 5 times manage in your daily routine, make a program just today. I add one thing, you can do it from tomorrow morning Amrit Vela. When you open your eyes, just get little fresh, talk to Baba, invite him and see that he's coming like this. Both came. Bap Dada brought 3 gifts for me. 1 crown he put on my head. Reminded, child, the sovereignty of heaven is for you. This thought will open our eyes. He put tilak on forehead. Reminded, child, you are a victorious jewel. You are most powerful soul. You are the destroyer of obstacles. Every day, new thought. 3rd gift, he brought the dress. Which dress? Angel's dress. Gave to me. Child, put on this dress. I put on that dress, became angel. We both are angel. He says, now you are an angel. Come up with me. And we both are flying up, going in subtle world. Start your morning Amrit Vela with this experience. So, mind will change, thoughts will change. A great intoxication will come in mind and then you can enjoy yoga. Then you go with Bap Dada in subtle world. From there, go in soul world with Shiva Baba. That both divine light are flying up, going to soul world. Visualize these scenes. So visualization is most important thing. So all should do 1 practice, and that practice is visualize Shiva Baba again and again. If this is difficult, visualize self again and again, soul. I would suggest 1 thing to you. Brahmins, try to sit in yoga for 30 minutes, 1 hour, more than that. I would say, in a day, instead of sitting 1 hour in yoga, 60 minutes, if you do simple practices 25 times a day, 1 minute per time, it will become very great thing for life. Suppose, for today, you have decided that I will see myself soul here, 25 times means 2 times per hour. So just for 10 seconds, visualize yourself soul here. Then for 30 seconds, then for 1 minute, and you will experience that whole day you were in good yoga. Mind will become stable. It will protect you from waste thoughts. So such yukti we have to adopt. So I can suggest to you 1 thing, a 1-point chart. Just 1-point chart. And you have to write this chart not at night, but in the morning. Make a program of 7 days, that on Sunday I will do this practice. You can note down, I tell you some points for 7 days, then you can keep them changing. Just Sunday, holiday. So, I will visualize Shiva Baba in soul world 2 times per hour. This is the aim, 2 times per hour. Minimum 10 seconds. For 10 seconds or then for 30 seconds, then up to 1 minute. Just I am looking at Shiva Baba. Nothing else. His rays are coming to me. Monday, I am Master Almighty. This intoxication, 2 times per hour. Tuesday, I am a soul, I have entered this body. Visualize yourself, soul, here, 2 times per hour. Fourth day, Shiva Baba came down, became canopy of protection over my head. Just be under that canopy for 30 seconds, 2 times per hour. Fifth day, I am a great soul in this world. This is the point of self-respect, you can change it. Sixth day, just simple awareness that Shiva Baba is with me. I am combined to him, he is combined to me. Which thought you like more? Shiva Baba is combined to me or I am combined to him? My difference. Just awareness. It was sixth one, fifth. Fifth, sixth. Seventh. Baba's rays are coming down to me. Just Baba is giving his energy to me. This way, you can make 15 days program, you can change these thoughts. It will make you easy yogi. Because whole day, if you do such practice when you are in your laukik job, so it will keep you safe from action consciousness. It will protect you from waste thoughts. So let us now practice one thing again. Just one thing for 5 minutes. Now we have 15 minutes. 3 practices we will do. 5 minutes. We will receive the vibrations of purity from Baba. So I will give you thought. And we all will enjoy this practice. Feel that I am an angel of purity. Sitting on lotus flower. Baba is ocean of purity. From soul world, he is giving me his white rays of purity. I am receiving white vibrations from Baba. white rays are coming down to me. Experiencing pure vibrations. Fountain of pure energy is coming down to me. From the soul, this pure energy is spreading in whole body. My entire body became full of white vibrations. This way, all organs are becoming pure, cool. I'm Master Almighty. Second practice, sitting on lotus flower. I'm the embodiment of all powers. Baba has blessed me with all of his powers. From Almighty, vibrations of might are coming down to me. rays of might are entering me. All powers of Almighty are entering within me. Now from my forehead, from my eyes, these vibrations of might are going out to the world. I'm Peace House. Sitting on lotus flower, I have to give the vibrations of peace to the world. From Baba, green vibrations of peace are coming down to me. Vibrations of peace are coming in the soul.
themselves.